mission, it seems to me that God is always telling me is about love. But before I do that, I want you to know that I've got a family, and this is a celebration of the family this week. My family, my wife and I have 5 children. We have 4 girls and a boy, and we have a very enjoyable time together. In fact, I've enjoyed having Avery with me on this trip, because we've got to spend some special time that we haven't been able to in a long time, because we're all busy. My children are from 20 to about 12, and our house is very loud all the time. They're all extroverts, and they all talk, and no one listens, except for me. But I have a daughter named Shay, and when she was about 4 years old, I learned some very important lifelong skills with Shay. You see, Shay, I would come home and get out of my truck. I'd walk to the door. I'd have my briefcase. I'd have, by the way, don't bother. I love kids. Keep crying. I hear that all the time at home. I would have my briefcase and my books and my papers, and I'd walk into the house, open up the door, and who's standing in the front? Shay. Dad. And I would say this the first time I remember. Shay, give me a second. Let me go put my books down. Let me change my clothes. Let me come back. So I would go do that. And it would take me 10 minutes, and I would lose her. And then in 20 minutes, she was in trouble, and I would find her. And then I started thinking to myself, what am I doing wrong? What is it that I need to change? And I had read a book by Gary Chapman. He talked about the love languages, the 5 love languages. And I started to think, maybe Shay is speaking a language to me that I don't know. So the next day, I got out of my truck. I walked to the door. I opened the door. Do you know who was at the door? Shay. Again. Dad. And guess what I did? Put my books down. Put my papers down. Put everything down. And I gave her a hug. And I held her. And I rubbed her back. And I said, Shay, how are you? Good. How was your day? Fine. What are you going to do? I don't know. And then after a couple minutes, she said, Dad, I got to go, Dad. And she left. No one else has that happen to them, do they? And I started to realize that Shay every day had come to the door and said, my cup is empty. Will you fill it? It breaks my heart the times I didn't. But God is gracious. And he corrected me and said, no, no more. You love her. And that's when I started to learn how important love is. And so that's why I wanted to share this with you today. You can take a look at the scripture we read earlier. It talks about the 2 greatest commandments. Jesus could have talked about anything. He could have talked about any prophets. He could have quoted Moses. He could have done anything he wanted to. He said the 2 greatest commands are this: love God and love others. And the others just details of how you do that. But this is what I've commanded you to do. Love God and love others. My job description at work is very long, but when I read it, all I see is love God and love others. Those 2 commands are the highest commands. And it's not a suggestion. He tells us, do this. And so, how do you do that? It's only fair for God to tell us to do it and then show us how to do it. In the book that I read by Gary Chapman, there's 5 love languages. Words of affirmation or encouragement. Touch, like Shay. Quality time, spending time with people. That's my wife's. We spend hours talking. I mean, she talks, I listen. There's acts of service. My wife constantly is serving our family, and that's how she expresses her love. And then there's gifts. and one of my children loves gifts. I share that with you because each and every one of you has a love language that you speak to others and that you hear from others. And we are not all the same. I used to walk around telling people, good job, I'm proud of you. Because my love language was words of affirmation. And yet their love language that they needed, their cup that needed to be full, like Shay, was not words of affirmation. It was something else. I needed to be able to translate my love into another language for my kids, for my family, for the folks that I work with, the people I don't even know. I think it's easy for you to be able to see how Jesus carried that out in the person of Christ as he walked through his life. Take a look at the wedding at Cana. His mom comes to him and says, Jesus, we're out of wine. We need some help. And what does he say? First, it's not my time. And she says, I need you to do something for me. Serve me. And what does he do? He puts his time away and says, I love you. I'm going to serve you. Jesus sees a leper, a person who no one wants to touch, doesn't have fingers, probably has no nose, no ears, untouchable. And if you read the scripture, what does Jesus do before he heals the leper? He touches. He says, I love you, by a touch. Someone who hasn't been touched probably in 10 or 20 years. It's interesting, and I'll tell you a little story here. I was at a church, and a man heard me talk about love, and he said, my father beat me. And my love language is touch. I have never been hugged by him. And I said, can I hug you? And I gave him a hug, and he started crying. But I have a problem. And I don't know if you talk to God this way, but I do. And maybe someday I need to be struck down for the way I talk to God. But I raised my fist and I said, you told me to love God and you told me to love you. You told me to love others. It's not fair. My cup is empty. Where is my filling? Where do you pour into this? Who's going to pour into my cup? Who are the people that are going to pour into me? I can't pour out if I have nothing to pour out of. And Jesus obviously showed us in Scripture, but God, though he disciplines, was kind in his discipline of me and said, if there was no one on this earth around to pour into your cup, am I enough for you? Don't ask God questions you don't know the answer to, because that goes straight to your heart. And I said, yes, you're more than enough. And he said, then what's the problem? Eric, in Scripture, I talk about you on a daily basis. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I love you more than anything. I make sunsets that are more beautiful than anything that you could possibly paint, and you don't even look at them. I talk about you in Scripture. You don't read it. I have roses out here that are made for everyone, but when you walk past them, you don't even stop and smell them. I give you food to eat, and it was fun to see the children talk about all their things that they're thankful for. I give you all of that, but you're not even acknowledging it. In fact, you don't even thank me for that. I am pouring down rain and rain of love on you. And your bucket and your cup is full and can't contain everything that I've poured into you. And you don't even think you're full? Eric, what's the problem? Me. I'm the problem. So what's the purpose of love? Why did he choose love? It's very interesting as you see what love did through Christ. He came to earth. He spent quality time with his disciples. He affirmed them. But the main reason why is he gave his life for all of us is love. Because he did not want to spend a day in heaven without us. And so he willingly gave up his life. It says, no greater love does a man have than to do this, to lay down his life for his friends. His death was the expression of love for you and for me. Done. Finished. But let me tell you about the power of love, because you may not believe this, but I believe that love is even more powerful than nuclear weapons. Don't tell that to some of our presidents. I was having a conversation with my son, and I call it a conversation, but he was very angry at me. And he was just talking and talking, and he was mad and he was angry and angry. And at times like that, I don't know what to do. I know what I want to do. But it's times like that I said, okay, God, what do you want here? He's yours. He's not mine. That's clearly not mine. And God said one thing to me. Listen. Why? What? Listen? And he didn't say anything else. So I always go back to whatever God told you the last thing to do, do that. So I listened, and my son kept going and going and going. And I thought, this is enough. Really, it's enough. When do I get to speak? And it went on, and we got in the truck. We drove down to a church and sat in the parking lot, and he kept talking and talking and talking. And I said, when's my turn? Silence. So I prayed for him. I prayed for his heart. I prayed for what he was going through at the time. And then I would ask God again, my turn? Finally, my son, after an hour, stopped, exhausted, and said to me, so what do you have to say for yourself? Let me say this much. My dad, I would never say that to him. But I thought, this is my opportunity. God, he asked. I heard nothing. So I turned on the truck, drove back to the house, parked it, got out of it, walked into the backyard, did something. I didn't know what to do next. And I said, God, what do you want? I mean, all you said was listen. I've listened. He's done. What do we do? And he was right behind me, and I turned around, and I did this. His love language is touch. And he looked at me, and he said, no. And I said this. And he fell on me and started sobbing and crying. And he said, Dad, I just wanted you to listen. God knows something. So, it's powerful. I've never seen a nuclear bomb change anybody's heart or mind, but I have seen my son's heart change in an instant by love. So, my challenge to you this week, which has already been printed, is to love your families. Love them with every language that they speak and every language that you hear and you can speak. Love your families. Spend time with them. Hug them. encourage them. And yes, you may want to get a few gifts for them as well. But if you can, don't stop there. Take your love and make sure you do one thing. This phone is useless to me if it's not charged. But as soon as I open this up and I plug in this cord and I plug it into the source, there's no stopping this phone. It will run and run and run and do and do. My encouragement to you personally is make sure that you are poured into, that your love language is being spoken, not by everybody else, but that you've seen God as the source of your love language and that He and you are connected so that your cup is full, so you could sprinkle into others and point to Him. For God so loved the world, He gave His Son as a gift. I hope that you will receive that gift and it will change your life. Sante.